Good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 25 of the Life with Purpose podcast, and I'm your host, Max. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I have recently come down with a sickness, and it is showing in my voice. So this episode is going to be a quick, short and sweet episode, but it is actually a good segue into the topic that I want to talk about today, which is handling everyday sickness properly. Before I get into that real quick, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners and followers of the show and the program and the content that we provide. It's Wednesday, November 29th, 2017, and I think this is the 26th episode. I think I might have said 25th earlier, but it's the 26th episode, and I just can't believe I've reached over 25 episodes, and almost 1,000 of you have listened to them already. I greatly appreciate it, and I'm going to keep it up and keep going. But with that, let's get right into today's topic. And getting sick recently from my trip to Seattle has put things into perspective and made me really think about how I handle sickness. And I'm not talking about major sickness that requires surgery and you're out for several months. What I'm talking about is the everyday common cold or the flu or something like that that gets you down for a week and then you're right back at it and you're feeling 100% in no time. From what I've experienced and from what I've seen in life, most people handle the everyday sicknesses incorrectly because, oh, it's just a cold or it's just a flu or it's just a cough. I'm going to go into work. I can still push through it. I'm just going to take some medicine and take some DayQuil and get on some drugs and push through it and be strong. Well, from my experience, what I've found is that doesn't help anyone. The two major things that it does is that it delays you actually getting better because instead of addressing the problem of what you have at hand, you're really just kind of prolonging it and shuffling it and pushing it off and pushing it around. And number two, it affects the people around you because chances are they're going to get sick as well. The one thing that I've seen in my struggles throughout my life while I've been sick is that every time I'm sick and I try to push through it thinking that I'm a badass or I'm some tough guy, it ends up doing more harm than good. And it's because I'm not addressing the problem, number one. If you're sick and you have something wrong with you, that's your body's way of telling you to slow down, reset, recharge your batteries because something's not working right. We all need to remember that. Human body is a lot smarter than we think. And oftentimes we try to understand it and we have a good understanding of how the human body works to a certain degree, but there's still a lot of things about how our body works and how everything moves forward that we just have to let go and let our bodies take care of. So number one, when you get sick, make sure to address the problem that your body is telling you of what's going on. Because if you don't address the problem, you're just going to prolong the problem and that may lead to more serious problems later on in life. That was a lot of problems in one little short sentence right there. I apologize. But moving on to point number two is that it's going to affect the team around you. If you come in and you're contagious or you don't know that you're contagious and you just think you're not and you're just working through sickness because you can push through it, well, that's going to affect the teammates around you, especially if you're working in a team environment. Like those close-knit environments are going to affect other people around you, and what is that going to do to the overall objective of the team? If you're out for a couple weeks and prolonging your sickness because you don't want to take the time to focus and get better, and two of your teammates are out, what is that going to do to the overall project? It's not going to help anyone. So what I'm here to try and tell you guys today is that keep these two things in mind, is that when you get sick, instead of trying to toughen through it and show that you're a badass, think of who it's going to affect. Number one, it's going to affect yourself because it's going to take longer for you to actually get back to 100% so where you can be a productive team member. And number two, your teammates are going to get sick because of it. Not all of them, and they might not, but chances are they're probably someone, at least one person, is going to get sick from your team because you decided to tough it out and be a badass. So handling everyday sickness properly will save you in the long run, especially throughout the years and when people start having families and children. Those little rugrats go to school and they'll get whatever illness and sickness and they bring it home so you can get it. And trust me, as we age, we don't heal as fastly as your kids do. So it's going to take you a lot longer to heal and bounce back from a cold or from a flu than it will your kids. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. This has been episode 26 for Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. Short and sweet. My name has been Max. Have a good one, you guys, and I will see you on Friday, which is the first day of December. Peace.
Give it one more chance.